Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Elder Ramar. Let me hear what the people have to say on this. Where are you at? Right here. This one, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 hours ago is here. Hold on, another lawyer. All right, there you go. All right, we're live, 515-605-9327. Elder Chapat is on the line. Where is it? Where you at?
Shalom, Elder.
Chapat, what you got?
like one I'm of those PSFM nights, man. Oh, yes, bringing back memories.
Yo, cuz, how you doing?
Man, I miss all you guys. I'm really sorry I can't be there, but, you know, things are moving, literally. But, yeah, wow. Brothers and sisters, if you're not in the academy, Lord, in the morning, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Shalom. Shalom.
You know.
It's threetimes.org.
Yes. You got to be in it to win it. But, you touched on so much, Elder, and you know what? You kind of saved me one of the big stories for this upcoming academy, so I have to thank you for that. But I just wanted to throw my two cents in for, especially for the new brothers and sisters.
Okay.
You know, what you said about Christ's words about being wise as serpents, harmless as doves, for some that can go over their heads, you know, the scriptures tell us to look at other animals like ants, for example, with the wisdom they have on collecting food in the summertime. Hint, hint, brothers and sisters, store your food. That's their wisdom from ants. What's the wisdom of serpents? Well, they specifically move to not be seen by their enemies. We ought to do the same, like Elder's mentioning, regardless of circumstance. That's the serpent's wisdom. They do not be seen by their enemies.
And that's what it means, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. You don't want to put out anything threatening that can be used against you in word.
Right.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But wise as serpents, serpents are dangerous, but yet they move not to be seen by the what? The prey or the enemy.
Right.
They move, right. And the word I think you have here, you're thinking about here, with caution.
Right.
They move with caution.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that over and over. Let me tell you, we all got that same Bible. How many times I've said, folks, there's nothing for anyone. I mean, I'm going to put it, listen, we could have got people in all white many days and just thousands upon thousands upon thousands who were baptized and just go out. But that ain't the thing. Because Esau see that being a cunning hunter as a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
What do Esau do? This is what he does before every war. He does exercises on the border of the land to warn them. And if they, and if the political establishment backs off, they go back home. So you don't show, that's right, you don't show an exercise while Esau is looking without what? Without them thinking that there's an act of force behind it. Even if you're innocent.
Even if there's no force, he's going to treat it as such.
Because that's how he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
If you show yourself in numbers, that's what? The first stage of warfare.
Engagement.
It's an engagement.
Yep. And on that warfare, last thing, I know this, you know, I'd rather give the time for the brothers and sisters, but on the warfare, very interesting in the article, you know they love their numbers. It's very interesting, the 4%. Why is that interesting? that survey, the Times of Israel article referencing the survey you pulled out tonight, Elder, it's interesting because when you look at the scriptures, you know, 90% ain't going to make it of Israel. 10% will make it to the wilderness. But then of that 10%, two-thirds are, you know, might be family members, might be those that you thought were in the truth but not really in the truth. Only one-third of the 10% is actually going to make it alive. So that's 3.3%. If you were to round that up, that's 4%. Interesting. Yeah. you know, it's just, anyway, I yield, but I can't wait
to see you all
soon.
You know, I know you're going to be with us in spirit tomorrow. I know you're dealing with personal, you know, but we're going to talk and I'll see you Sunday.
Love you all.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, you know, we love you, man. Shalom.
Hey,
you know, Ellie, I'm going to be back on Sunday.
Let's do it together, man. Get these books out on this table. I got books all over the place. Got this long table. Let's get her in. All right, now the first time something like this has happened. Yeah, I'm excited about that. William has a comment. Let me make it clear though. I pray for all of our people. Okay, when you see people showing force and all that and marching, that's all. But Esau already told you, the cat's out of the bag. It's almost 2 million Israelites who has awakened. It's a lot of people are wise as serpents. The real army of Israel is sitting back not saying anything. They're listening to the teachers and will be there when it's time once the internet is done. See, Esau been taking real numbers and checking out what people been viewing and saying, listen, there's millions of them. If there's millions of them in America, the cat's out of the bag. The Israelites are back. Mm-hmm. What are we to do to contend against them? What we need is what? We need publicly a show of aggression. The things that happen with the market trying to tie that to Israelites in the community, Israelites, the subway thing, but none of that had wheels where they can claim that there was some aggression being shown. But now they have what they've been looking for. And like I said, if it doesn't happen naturally, they'll probably, for the media, have to create it. Mm-hmm. But they don't even have to create this one. They don't even have to make it up. It was the gift that they were waiting for. So I'm going to pray for all of them.
Came early?
Yeah. And they don't even celebrate it. Christmas came early for them. 585 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Elder. I just first and foremost, I just want to give all praise due to the Most High for you and the brothers that are doing the excellent work. And also, Elder, I just want to give them thanks for the way you conduct yourself with the rabbi. Just real quick, one interesting thing I found that when you were talking with the rabbi is that how he continued to talk about the anti-Semitism on one hand. But on the other hand, I thought what was real interesting to me was how when you were discussing with him how we were the lost tribes, the lost 12 tribes, and he had made a comment to how, and I've watched other videos of how, you know what, how he was kind of happy because now that, you know, that we're being identified, we would be able to go back to Israel and fight, you know what I'm saying, and fight on Israel's behalf. And I thought that was the statement he made, I thought that, it really turned me a different way because on one hand, it was like, okay, if you believe in prophecy and everything that we're talking about, the word never says that we are to come back under you all and to serve you and to fight in order for Israel to be, you know, to be reestablished. And also, I just wanted to see if there was a church where I could get baptized.
Well, of course, there's a place you can get baptized, brother. Where do you stay? Where are
Rochester, New York. I'm in New York, Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. Okay, one moment. Okay, this is what I'm going to do, brother. Do me a favor, Elder. Just write down his number and put New York next to it, and I'll have Shamar reach him, Bishop Shamar reach him. You have it right here?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. Okay, so don't hang up. He's writing down your number, okay? And Bishop Shamar will call you up. His name is William, New York, okay? Mm-hmm. My brother. Okay, let's go to the next call, 757. I'm going to reach you in a moment. I'll bring you in. 270 area code. I hope to see you all in the Hebrew and Bible Academy. First installment, first week. It's best to be in early so you don't have to wait to catch up. You're in it. We have people working around the clock. I want to see you all Sunday morning, Sunday morning. 270 area code. You're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Hi, Tyler.
How are you doing? I'm the guy you told about the beef bacon, man, and I really appreciate that, by the way.
I'm the one who told you about the beef bacon?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. A couple months ago.
It's working, ain't it?
Oh, man, yeah. That stuff is great, man. I hadn't had that in a couple of years until you told me the trick about the cutting it thin.
The best thing you can do with the beef bacon, if you're going to do it right, you'll never eat pork bacon ever again or even think about it.
I haven't eaten pork in six years. I haven't done that in a while.
Great. Go to a butcher and say, I want my beef bacon cut thin.
Yeah, that's what you told me, and that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that for the past 2 months. I've been making them homemade biscuits with it, man. I eat that for breakfast every single day, man. Let me tell you. I ain't mean to get off subject. I just had to bring. I just had to remind you who I was.
I'm getting hungry right now. Go on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be eating that in the next 12 hours. but no, man. I just wanted to say, man. Me coming to the knowledge of this truth, man, I studied history in the university for like 6 years because, to be honest with you, I was in a four-year program, but I was waiting for a DUI to get expunged that I got when I was 21, so I took two extra years. So I got a lot of knowledge in history. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for that, I don't think I would have came into the knowledge. And, I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, and I'm only going to say this lightly, if it wasn't for my son getting injured by certain pokes and being autistic, I probably wouldn't have pieced everything together. You know what I mean? And I just want to put this out there. As far as Israelites being hateful or this, that, or whatever, I'm going to tell you right now, man, and it's also funny, too, that Lifeway had a Christian store in my town, and they disappeared after 2020, but that's another story. But anyway, a lot more people know that they're Israelites than what they're saying. They're just not telling, they're just not speaking about it because they're scared or because they don't want to be associated with, you know, the new black Nazis or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But,
Brother, go on.
What I was going to say is, though, but as far as y'all being a hate group, even before I found y'all, there's a lot of Israelites. I mean, they're misguided in their doctrines and stuff like that, which I came to find out later, but they're not hateful. It's a very, very, very small, and I mean teeny tiny, it's like KKK being with white Christians. That's how small compared to the other Israelites that hate anybody. I mean, that's the best comparison I can give.
Let me say, typically, Israelites are peaceful people, typically. What I'm saying is, when I say typically, now, of course, there's some out there who may expound, you know, vulgarity or what they would call racial rhetoric against other groups of people. But really, that's the extent of their aggression. There's no threat of Israelites doing anything physically to no one. And guess what? Even IUIC is typically, and they are, a peaceful group.
I got friends in IUIC, so I know that.
Yeah, they're peaceful.
You know, I mean, they like their teachings better, and that's fine. I mean, you know, whatever. I used to follow y'all, but, you know, whatever.
What I'm saying is, Listen, we're peaceful. Israelite Church of UPK, Yohan and them, you know, they're a little hard when they speak, but all in all, they're peaceful. I know Yohana personally. He wouldn't hurt anyone. So the whole deal is, if not that in particular, then you still have to walk wise, knowing what the enemy is looking to use against you.
Let me say this, man. If anything, man, y'all are more of a threat to each other than y'all are to any other race of people. Let's just be real here. I mean, if anything at all. I mean, come on. Y'all don't threaten anybody. Never have, never will.
But guess what? Amalek knows this, but he's going to spin it. That's why it's media spin the Israelites awakening. Because they can't control it, they're going to what? Spin the narrative to destroy. Thank you, my brother.
This is what I was going to say earlier. Blessings call is that you know, the KKK. No Israelite has never lynched, murdered anybody.
Exactly.
Never happened. It will never happen. Israelites believe in Christ and the teachings of Christ. Yes, we have Israelites that will sprout certain rhetoric, but like you said, by and large, 99.9% will not exercising violence against anybody.
Yeah.
But they will get an image. Okay? They will get an image and put it out there saying that this is a threat of violence. A 1,000-man standing up march is a threat. That they're going to come and do something.
Exactly. Right now it's nonviolent, but what will it become? That's where they're going.
That's where they're going with it.
Either they can spend it any way they want.
Exactly.
Okay? Just like for instance, the agent there, that guy, whoever he is, vocab or whatever he is, he put up a clip of one of the brothers from one of these groups saying that when, you know, making jokes, you know, when Christ come back and he bring back Queen Elizabeth, that's what the brother said, quote unquote, he's going to put Queen Elizabeth, a dead woman, who's everyone dead, knows she's dead, in slavery. Now, that may seem outlandish and crazy on the surface, right? Of course. So he'll take clips like that and show that to what? An innocent, God-believing Christian. Or a white believing evangelical Christian, and they'd be like, listen, if this guy believes that he's going to take a white woman who's dead and bring her into captivity, okay, what do you think he's going to do to you? See? So that's why you have to be wise as serpents harmless doves. They'll use little clips like that, which is utterly ridiculous in of itself, speaking stuff like that. You're not even going to know if you're going to make it to the other side concerning what you're going to do on the other side. But they will take radical things like that. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people who are naturally afraid.
Everything they did with COVID.
Yeah, these people are afraid.
Yeah, scared of people.
Yeah, so you put a clip out like that, and this guy dressed, he got spikes on and all that, and talking about he's going to take the queen and put her, after he's going to drag her in chains and put her in captivity. Like, whoa, what are we doing? Is that what Israelites believe? The few percent who haven't took enough time to actually look into it are going to look at this and say, oh, my God.
Put on here.
This is, what are we going to do about this? They call it a congressman and everything. I like the queen. The queen never did anything to anyone. Folks, I'm going to tell you, that's how they do it. And this guy here, that devil we showed, that's behind switching a narrative from Islam to our people, he has every clip you can name that's outlandish, just like that, and packaged it all to be the go-to page if you want to understand why governments need to now oppose Israelites by any means necessary. All right, next call. You can say anything you would like at any time, Elder Lawyer. 213 area code.
Hey, what's up, Elder? How you doing today?
I'm blessed, Israel. Comment.
I mean, Israel. Yes, man. It's good to hear from you, man. I just had a couple of quick things to say, brother. You know, I have been thinking about y'all, man, and it was something about one West, man, the spirit that the Most High put on y'all, man, in that school, because when it comes to you, Nathaniel, Yohana, Daniel Hala, Zabak, the influence that y'all have on bringing the truth was, I mean, I can't even put it into words. It was so powerful. The movement is so big. And so when I seen IUIC there, the first thing that came to my mind, and forgive me because I'm a little hyped up, but was Joshua 2:9. And it reads, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Verse 10, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. 11, and as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. What do you think about that, Elder?
Okay, how are you relating that to what you say, the brothers marching in New York? That's the scripture you got on that?
Yes, I related that because of the fear that you could see on the other nations and the people. The fear that they had about seeing the men of the Lord marching and the fear that's falling upon the whole earth.
Listen, I'll tell you this. That's an admirable view of it. But you have to look at it from a different vantage point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it in the scriptures where Christ said, do that? Who's coming back with Christ's army?
The Messiah.
Who led Joshua against the Amorites?
Ahiah, the Most High.
Brother, that was Christ in the cloud. It tells you that in the book of Romans. Let's read it. That was Christ leading Joshua. Joshua could not have done anything unless he was led through Christ. Let's read it real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to show you.
I'm listening. Okay, thank you.
Hold up. I'm going to show you something. Let's get it in Corinthians.
I'm right here, Elder.
I'm going to show you something. Yeah, you know what? That's admirable.
Let me read this here. Hold up. 1 Corinthians.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. 1 Corinthians what?
10.
Hold up. Let me get it here so they can see it. And guess what? Admirable how you're viewing it. That's the good way of viewing it. But what's going on, what went there wasn't Joshua bringing us against the Amorites, destroying the Amorites and going into the promised land. Okay? I'm going to show you who led us. 1 Corinthians 10. Let's read it here. 1 Corinthians 10, moreover, brethren, first verse, read it, Elder.
Moreover, brethren, I would not have to have you be ignorant. So let me read it off the screen here.
No, I got it.
Read it. It says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, verse 2, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all did eat the same spiritual meat and did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ.
That rock was what?
Was Christ.
That was Christ who parted the Red Sea, brother, and led Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That was Christ who gave us water and manna. Okay?
Okay.
He led
Joshua. Yes, sir.
No army can be led in this earth that represents Israel if our king isn't at the helm. Okay?
Yes, sir. Understandable.
Well, all right, but that's admirable. And you know what? If anything, there is a positive aspect. The only positive aspect I can see in that is that, if anything, it can encourage brothers and sisters to not be ashamed of proclaiming who they are as people. That's the one thing I can look at that and say, you know what? If a young man who's in the street or doing something wrong.
All right.
If he can see that as an alternative to follow the commandments, be a good family man, do what's right and turn his community. If it's a sign for that, I can see the positives in that. But then we have to understand, we have to weigh what it is. We have to weigh it.
Let me read one more precept. Okay.
Go ahead, read it.
In Revelation 19, verse 11, it says, yeah. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire. If you're wondering who this is, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had the name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped with blood, and his name was called the Word of the Most High. So who is the Word? Who is coming through Edom in that garment?
That's Christ.
That's Christ. So when it's time for that, when it's time, Christ will do it.
Christ will lead.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Our yep. mission right now is what Christ said, yo, go out into the nation, teach first, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's our mission. That's what we are charged to do. You with me? The aggression, we can't, check it. I was talking earlier today with your elder about, we're telling about in the States and, you know, the shooting range and all of these things and the military might of Edom. What Edom possessed. This is Edom's blessing.
He's a hunter.
He's a hunter. This is his kingdom.
Yeah.
You understand? We cannot overthrow his kingdom. No. Christ takes over the kingdom. Christ leads us into the land that we need to go into. He led us out of Egypt. Fire by night, pillar cloud by day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so, like I said, and when I look at what I read in Acts, the men who tried to go before the king, eventually the government came in and that whole band was scattered. I hope that's not the case, but the scriptures are what? Replete. They're straight on. Christ says, with this word, which is powerful, you must be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Understand all actions brings forth a reaction. And if that action isn't in Christ, it will have a what? A counter reaction, a negative reaction to something that you can deem positive, that we thought was something encouraging. 757 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir. We're going rapid fire. We're going through because I have to be up in a few hours.
I got
yours.
You,
your name?
Brother Lee from DLCCVA.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. My condolences to Brother Dwayne and his family and DLCC body.
I just want to say
Esau is a cunning hunter. He's a cunning hunter. And you remember you said, Elder, that you was waiting to see what was going to happen, and you did the survey. I think you did it in the academy. I can almost
yes.
say that this whole thing that's going on with Kanye and Kyrie Irving, I think it's a line that Amalek threw out there and to see who will bite on it. Because you said that during this election time, what was going to be the next narrative? And Esau's a cunning hunter. And if you take notice, when he said, when Houdini said, I'm going to take this back to my leaders, rabbis.
I'm going to tell you, God just came up with that term. Houdini. Harry Houdini. He gave him that term.
Yeah.
That's why.
When he said, I'm going to take this back to my elders, to my rabbis and everything, he's no different than Vocab Malone. Only thing Esau is doing is studying his prey. So the more we give them this time, they know exactly who we are. They just want to know what they can use against us, our own words, so they can go back. Because that's all Vocab Malone is doing. We don't need them to tell us who we are. Christ is already telling us who we are. But so they taking what we tell them, and they taking those words and going back. Okay, they looking through their Talmud, the scriptures, and all that, trying to reflect of what we saying to turn that against us. Well, not against us, to people who don't understand. That's not on the level that we on in this walk with Christ. So they taking that and using that against us. So when every time we give them an interview, we giving them weapons. Because that's all Esau does. Esau studies his – I'm ex-military. I know what the government does. They study, they pray first. They study, and they throw little bits and pieces out there and see who bites. Then they come back, and what they're doing is doing – we call it reconnaissance. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They studying us. They did it with COVID-19. They did it with the jab during the cold scenario. Because everything shut down, like you said, in 2019 when they figured out when they had that Native American Indian out there on the Capitol, and those guys from Sakari was talking to that guy, and they had the little guy with a mega hat on. They was going back and forth. They were studying us way before then, and they said, "Look, we got to shut this thing down." And they shut it down, and then when everything opened back up, we came back out throwing blows. And the only thing they did was pause it for a minute just to study us.
Let me jump
yes,
in
sir.
Real quick. I believe, and this is my opinion, that the whole shutting down of the earth, right, the way in which they did it, was because of Israelite rising. Thinking, and this is my opinion right now, thinking that shutting down the earth would actually stop or slow down the momentum of what was going on.
Yes.
And actually did the opposite. Because now you see, as soon as the place is opening up back now, we're getting the Kanyes, the Kyries, all of these people.
It slowed it up. That was a whole conversation before things had shut down. Yeah.
So now it opened up back. It has doubled because check it out, man. And rest in peace to my brother, man. I pray the Most I receive my brother, right? I love that brother, and I'm gonna tell you something, brother. You know, during the pandemic, you know that brother taught every day,
Dwayne.
Every
yes.
day, that brother taught.
Elder God, I came in studying. The twins were the first ones. The twins were the ones that brought me to GOCC in 2013, 2014.
All right, my brother.
Look at that.
Yeah?
Bless you, my brother.
Yes.
Blessings,
yes.
Man. I'm praising the Most High. Let me tell you, man, them brothers taught every day. Pandemic. There was more classes going on in the pandemic than outside of the pandemic because we had a class on Monday to Friday. Sabbath and then with a Sabbath class and then elder with the academy on a Sunday. Got a Wednesday broadcast. So it blew up. And it did the opposite, I believe. Like I said, I'm putting this out as my opinion. You know. It did the opposite than from what they thought it would have done by shutting the earth down. Okay, they shut the earth down and they can't go on the streets anymore. Yo, listen, the internet was open up.
Yeah. And what happened? What happened? If anything, the churches never came back. The churches were decimated.
Exactly.
But guess
mm-hmm.
what? We grew. The churches grew.
Yep.
Israelites grew. Those who was coming to the knowledge of Christ, they were leaving the churches, coming to the truth of gathering with those who believe, who were like-minded.
Those broadcasts that we did on Peace FM, when people said the place locked down, and we had said it was going to lock down 6, 7, 8 years ago, people came
on the road.
Where are these guys now? Where
we told them we was locking down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we told them. We said, right? Listen, a time is going to come when the government went to stay in your house, don't come out. And it happened just like that, without warning. Without warning. It was good today, and then tomorrow, flight, everything just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It just stopped. This is it. So when you look at the 2009 survey, then come with 2020 saying, they have this numbers and that numbers that they believe it's, you know. And check this out. I'm looking over here, Elder, right? At the views here. I'm just checking that out. And when we used to do radio, we used to have a thing that was set up. For every text that we got, there was 100 people listening that never text.
Mm.
That's what the
talk. Oh, y'all had data that lets you know.
Yeah. So for every person,
for the ratio,
for every one person that sent a text in, there was 100 more that never responded, that never said nothing. Was just sat there listening in to what was going on. So if you convert that over and over to the church, for every one member that comes into the church, right, there's 100 people there sat looking, watching.
Mm. I can see that. And people might think that one million is outlandish, but Esau have the data.
Yes.
He can tell through interactions and algorithms that these people are leaning more towards believing they're Israelites.
That's why I said that number, that 1.6 million, right?
Yeah.
And there's 7 million that agree with it. That is that the margin of error that they're making here is less than 3%.
Mm.
Hey,
you with me?
Elder, before I go, Elder, the only thing Esau has to do, he can look at the numbers just by the views of everybody that's watching, every camp, GOCC. He can just count those numbers and tell exactly how many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that simple.
And
not only is that simple.
And on top of that, he's also checking out the roles of Christians that are blacks that are leaving the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't forget the mega churches now are predominantly mixed race and all that. But really, there's no community churches of number anymore that has any political influence. It's over black churches.
What just came to me as well, you have to remember as well, the impact of the knowledge of being an Israelite, what it's having on society.
Yeah.
He's seen those stats as well. Crime going down in certain areas. You can't influence the families like who you used to influence them because there's a man present.
Yeah.
He's seen all of these numbers. When you check back even on the history books, there was a Roman by the name of Pliny the Younger. And because of the awakening of the children of Israel, Pliny the Younger wrote and said, yo, listen, these guys are bad for business. That's historical. When I've said earlier about Acts, the 18th chapter, Claudius expelled the Jews out of Rome because of the awakening and what Paul and them were doing. He said, yo, y'all need to go get out. Because people in Rome were now being converted. Romans were starting to get converted, and it was affecting them.
Yeah.
So they have all of this information and data see going on of the effect of what's going on. So, okay, the black church is a money center. It finances the sympathy for a certain set of people that hate Christ.
Yep.
Right? You know, let's just put it that way, right? It finances that. So when these people come out of the churches right now, then the finances go down. The doctrine that comes down from the Jesuit society that comes down to teach.
I have to show this. Hold up. I have to show this. One second, brother. One second. Your rock just sent this to me. I'm going to put you on hold, brother.
I yield, Elder. I yield.
Oh, man. Check this out, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not saying there's anything into this, because you know Esau be dealing with some straight craft. He be dealing with straight witchcraft, Esau. I mean, I've seen a few of them walking around on the plane, you know, with the hat coat zones happening. I need y'all to check this out, folks. Let me get it here. Right. Yeah, there it is. Check this out, folks. Hurrah. The Illuminati cards, brothers and sisters, came out in what? 1993? Look at this. Look at this here. One second. Yes, Tom. Tom, check this out, folks. I'm going to put it right here in broadcast. Look at this. Look at this. In broadcast. I need y'all to look at this, folks. Broadcast. Now, I'm sure the brother Nate from IUIC don't care or don't know anything about this. Let me put that out there first. On the broadcast. We're broadcasters, right? Right here. And I think it's probably just a coincidence. But I need y'all to check this out. Right? Look at this. Right here. This is an Illuminati car from 1993. Now, when you turn this card around, it's Infobomb. This is a silhouette. Matter of fact, let me turn it around so y'all can see it. Let me turn it around so you all can see this. It's Infobomb. You play this card at a certain time to change the tide or to provoke racial tension on the card of 1993. Check this out. Let me pull it up here under photos. Let me see if I can do it under photos. Because I have to turn this around and read this Illuminati card. Let me see. Open with paint. I open it up. Photos. Okay, let me rotate it. Right? Now, when you read, now look. I don't know if it's going to show it. When you look at the card, it says Infobomb. It's used to stoke racial tension in the Illuminati cards. This card was made in 1993. Who do that look like? Man, let me see. And guess who found this card? This card was found. Your Rock was looking through the Illuminati cards because somebody sent them to us and say there's a lot of stuff of these Illuminati cards and how they play. Right? How the Illuminati plans certain events in the earth is in these cards. Weird. A picture looked like Donald Trump. One looks like, don't forget, these cards was made in 1993. Look just like it. Let me pull it up. I hope this can work here. Let's see. See? Window capture. Let me see. Photo. I don't know if it works. This works in OBS anymore. It says photo apps, but you don't see it. And there's no way I can spin it. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Let me pull it up.
Listen, if you do from the broadcast for
he sent it to me. Oh yeah, I forgot. Hold up. Cancel. Yeah, here it is right here. He sent one. Here it is. Save as. 1993, folks. You cannot make this up. These cards were made. Let me see. Where is it? Oh, it's dropping now. Right here, right? Mm-hmm. Look at this, Elder. Here's the card. 1993, they did the Illuminati card. 1993, they did this Illuminati card. it's eerie. Right? Now, look what it says on the card, how they play the card, if I can read it out. Infobomb. Look what it says on the card. Infobomb. What'd that say? It says, play this card at any time to give plus 10 power or resistance in any computer group you control. In any computer group you control. If used with action, it must be played when the... And it counts only for the action if used for defense. The bonus until the end of the current turn is good for defense only and does not count towards God. Okay? An info bomb translates to information railway or highway. Info bomb translates to what? Information railway or highway, the web, the internet. Now, I'm sure he doesn't know anything about this card. But that shows you some of the darkness when it comes to these so-called seers that are working with the synagogue of Satan. I'm going to tell you, these cats are top wizards. They are top wizards. And they say they can play the card for certain defense. For certain defense, oh, if I play the card, now I can say I'm being attacked. Anti-Semitism. You play the card when you want a defense. Crazy, ain't it? Hey, it's weird that that card is in there. An info bomb is what? The communication through the information highway, computer. Hey, it's wild. We're truly in the Matrix. But listen, we're going off the rails here. It's good. I just wanted to put that out there. And because I forgot in the midst of this, I'm like, man, your rock had these Illuminati cards that the sister sent, and it had a picture eerily looking like the brother. He don't have anything to do with that. And I'm just saying it's an eerie coincidence that this card is in their deck.
Even that the facial expression?
Yes.
Even the
what were those sorcerers seeing?
Yeah. What?
But then it tell you how they played a card as a form of defense. By playing the card, it puts what? It puts you on your heels because now they can defend themselves and say what? That's right. You are attacking us. Like and it wards off the defense.
Like the card when Joker is wild.
The joke is wild. Yeah, let's get a few more calls and then we'll end it. 574 area code. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with them, but it was just eerily. Yeah, it's you know, these we're dealing with some top sources on the other side, folks. And who knows? I hope they don't got a card of me up in there. 574 area code.
Shalom, Elder. How you
Shalom.
Doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to bring out Luke 10, Matthew 5, and Revelation 13, if that's possible. I know we're short on time.
We're short on time. Can you do that within 1 minute?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Luke 10 and 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. They're afraid of the authority that Christ has given us." Matthew 5:44. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, It's impossible for true believers in Christ to operate in the manner that they're suggesting. Revelation 13 and 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Hey, can't get no clearer than that. What goes around comes around. Thank you, my brother. Great scriptures.
Double honor. Bless you, brother.
Hey, see, and that's what they are afraid of. You hear this, brother, here? He's not talking about hurting anyone or selling drugs to anyone or being a whoremonger. He's in those scriptures. See, this is what they fear. It's good to hear that, brother. Brother's bringing that word. 804, Michael. Come on, Michael. We're going down the line.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving praise to the Most High.
Yes.
I just had a quick comment. You know, it's one of my greatest phrases. I was just talking about it, where it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, in which we know that Christ said that. I didn't make that up. And I say that because right now, you know, I've been in spiritual pilgrimage as far as in, you know, spreading God's word. And I'm trying to start, you know, my ministry, which is called House of Israel in Christ.
We don't do that. You ain't starting no ministry on the Gathering of Christ Churches program. Now, there's a church you're speaking to. I mean, this is the type of guy who goes into McDonald's and say he got his own, he's about to make McDowell's in the bathroom. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Brother, break down and be baptized. There's already a church rolling.
Oh, gosh.
Lord have mercy. Can you imagine him going to McDonald's? And, you know, but he's Donald McDonald. And I'm the black one. In there with his own special sauce. No, we don't do that here.
They got the golden arches.
We got the golden arch. Lord have mercy. He's about to start a church on the Gavin Christ Church's program. Hold up, can I join?
Lord
have mercy. Only our people. Anyway, let's go.
Oh, boy. That's how I meant.
Lord, yeah, it's getting deep. 614 area code. Lord have mercy. No, you can't do that, brother.
Oh, gosh.
614 area code. Seen everything, man. We shall overcome someday, man. 614 area code. Only Jake does something like that. 614 area code.
Where's the lawyer? Where's the lawyer?
Hold on, lawyer. Where's? Hold on. Let me see. Let me do it this way. Let me see. Hold on. Lord, in the morning time. Yeah, it's getting late.
It's getting late.
Let's see. Hold up. Let me see if lawyer. Let's see. All right. Yeah, lawyer, did you hear that one? Is lawyer with us? Lawyer with us, eh?
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna take one more. Lord have mercy. He's about to pitch a whole church here.
That's time, boy.
He's about to pitch a whole church. Like, what do you think we doing here? Lord have mercy.
Oh, that's well.
All right, let's see.
at that time of the night. It's that time. Come Israel. Come Israel. Go for more cars. Oh, my God.
I wonder how I can sideways that academy.
Oh, good.
Lord, have mercy. Let's see.
Come on.
Participants. Lloyd, are you there? Is he not on the call? I know Lloyd's probably over there cracking up. But anyway, let's get to the next call. 706 area code. Got pitching a whole church. What did we do? Just wasting our time. We here trying to bring the kingdom ourselves. Lord. 706 area code.
Shalom, Ellen.
Shalom. Talk to us.
How y'all doing?
Hey, brother, we winding down. You got about one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say quickly, you know, with Israelite awakening, how I came to it, the awakening as being an Israelite, I wanted to share it, you know, right quick.
Now, go ahead. Go
first,
for it.
First, I had a friend. Fortunately, he passed away in 2015, but in 2014, you know, I would ask him questions. He was telling me he celebrated the Sabbath. So, you know, me by being in a church, went to church service on Sunday. So he was explaining to me that's not right, you know, and he was telling me about the Sabbath or whatnot. But make a long story short, he was telling me about Jesus' name being erroneous. So I didn't quite get that, but fast forward a couple of years later, in the cold, my sister, she brought me to you guys, and I'm not gonna lie, Elder. I first heard when you know you was breaking things down, and you know I had to be honest with myself. I was like, man, I said, man, what is this? This is, you know, I thought it was a cult, but as God, the Most High opened, I did. I didn't know what it was, you know, and. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. And this is the straight up truth. As I began to listen to GOCC more and more, you know, even though my sister had introduced me to you guys, and I start looking at these videos during the 2020, and when you guys went down, you start talking about the paganism and the Jeremiah 10, I'm gonna tell you something. The Most High start little bit by little bit opening my eyes to you guys, and now I'm just thankful for the Most High for you working through you guys, because as you were saying earlier, you're bringing out the article about in 2020 the things that was the things that happened when everything shut down. And I can, that's why I called in, because it made me realize, I was like, man, that's the time that, you know, I was being awakening. And the things that's happening to Kyrie Irving and, you know, Kanye West, you know, I could see it. And you guys, the last couple of weeks, y'all have been bringing it. And I just say this, I'm sticking with you guys, you know. And, you know, and I'm gonna tell you why, because even though I didn't understand it now, even though my friend he's gone on, now I understand what he was saying. He was telling me I couldn't understand what he was saying. He's saying you were saying Jesus Christ, but he was saying that's not the true name. So when I start looking at you guys, that's how I said that's the Most High. You know, awakening. It's an awakening. And
praise
that's
the Most
why
High.
I say, that's why I say when you guys break it down, you know, you broke down the name and of the Most High of I Am That I Am, Ahaya.
I know, brother. I got to get to the next call, but what are you going to do? Are you going to come through now, or what you going to do now with the knowledge?
Yes, I am. I just what I want to do. I just seriously, I just, you know, you're right. I don't want to take up much of your time. I just want to make that point. But I was just wondering if you could call me offline. I had a question. I don't want to throw this off topic, but I had a question. But I want to know, could you call me in your spare time?
Okay, I can call you. Where you from? Your name? Your name is what?
I'm brother Bert.
And where do you live, Bert? What city? State?
Oh, I'm in Aiken, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, and are you in the Hebrew and Bible Academy?
No, I haven't. I haven't been in there, but I'm. You know, the things that I heard you guys been talking about, I'm definitely going to join.
Well, you got 24 hours. Go to historytimes.org because that's the beginning of getting the foundation, getting grounded. And all the areas, and we meticulously went into all the areas where the Christian church lied to us. Wipe that away so that you can actually get the true foundation of Christ in the Bible. So this way, you're not conflicted with your programming. So it's important you get in that academy so that you're rooted, and so you can get all that mess we got through paganism out. And there's a lot of information that we've taken. We've been up day and night studying, putting this information together so that we can easily roll it out and make it so that you could become a great teacher in the future also. So, but I'm going to give you a call on the outside of this. I'm going to have South Carolina call you so you can get the brothers there. And, hey, let's get this thing rocking, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, you know what? I am going to join now. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to enroll.
Thank you, brother. Word is bond. I hope to see you Sunday.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah. And another thing, we went to South Carolina, Elder Gabriel. Went there and supported the brother there, Gabar Ricard there. Mm-hmm. And one guy stood up and he said, listen, how can we? He converted a whole church under the doctrine of the Gathering of Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. He said it right there. He says, listen. This whole church, I'm the minister. I've been listening to y'all. He had 31 pastors
mm-hmm.
listening in the academy.
Mm.
And he turned his whole church over to the doctrine of the church.
That's the most done.
See, I'm saying, but that is what they were afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
See, these churches are not going to be able to survive on their own
mm-hmm.
after the mega churches have torn the community churches apart.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they're going to sustain now is with the truth and aligning themselves with what's rising
mm-hmm.
in doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Because even a lot of pastors understood if they don't convert and actually begin to teach their people the truth,
mm-hmm.
they're going to lose them anyway. So why not shepherd the people you know already with the doctrine of Christ? And mm-hmm. guess what? It takes a very humble man. To actually do that. That means that this man has a spirit of Christ, no pride.
There's a church in Jamaica similar in Clarendon, man. Big up to the Clarendon Church. That they were a Christian organization that came over to the teachings of the Gathering of Christ Church. I baptized about 30 of them.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So and the fervent under Deacon Dale. Deacon Dale oversees them right now. So
look
I
at
mean,
that.
Yeah, man. It's growing. And it was not the first church I've seen do that. There was another one that came over as well in the like 2016.
Yeah,
pastor came in and just said, "Listen,
yeah.
Oops, sorry."
And gotcha. That's not even including the pastors who are watching,
mm-hmm.
who are quiet in the academy and not saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, for everyone, there's 100 in there listening.
Yeah. Praise the Most High.
Yeah,
all glory. Glory be to Christ.
Yes, and it's the truth. The truth will set you free. You have to on another level wicked, right? To actually know something is true and refuse to tell the people.
Yeah.
If you see that is the truth, that has to be another level of wickedness.
Yeah.
You understand me? If you know something is true, but you'd rather continue a lie because of pride or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
You understand me? And not everyone go off too much in it, but I've seen the name of the Most High, where at one point in time there were groups that were calling on
the tetragrammaton, Yahweh.
And then when
Yahweh,
the name of the Most High came out,
Jehovah,
they stopped doing it.
They stopped doing it.
But rather than call it a true name, they went back to Jesus.
They went back to Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
That's pride.
You understand? So, I mean,
yeah. But, hey. Let's get to the next call. We're going to just nail through about two of these, and then that'll be it for the night. And we'll pick this up. I'll do an extra broadcast for phone calls next week. We have a lot to do today. 416 area code. But, man, it's been a pleasure with y'all brothers tonight, man. You know, we can go all the way until we get up and have to go, you know, right now. I had this newfound energy we're going to take right into tomorrow.
That's what I was afraid of. Nothing. When you do these broadcasts, you just can't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sleep.
It's that energy, right?
I know, you know, I'm going to go deal with today without probably not sleep or nothing, you know?
Yeah, we're going to get a little sleep. But you know what? The brother Dwayne, I know the spirit of the Most High, you know, is with him in the bosom. And I know he's encouraged to one day stand with us as saints again. And, you know, he was up all night also when the peace of business was going on, right?
Brothers are warriors, man.
They loved it.
Let me tell you, man. The brothers are warriors. But a caller from Canada, 416, that just dropped.
Okay, I'm sorry he dropped. I'm sorry. I'm taking up y'all time. I'm sorry. We have 865 area code. 865. Okay. 708 area code. 708, last call for this evening. 708. You're live.
All right, now let's get to that one.
Okay, that's pretty much it. Did I do 574 already?
I'm sure.
574, were you on earlier?
Shalom, Elder.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. 614 area code, I'll take one more. 614. Well, that concludes our broadcast for this evening. I have to go. I love you all. We made it here safe here in Britannica or England. And I'm here with my brothers, you know, and we're going to stand strong tomorrow and say a final farewell to our brother Dwayne until we see him again and embrace the family. And guess what? The church is going to do everything to make sure we put together a foundation where his daughter don't have to worry about anything. And we're going to put together a foundation to make sure she's straight. And we have an extra incentive for finishing, right, to see our brother again.
Definitely, man. you know, I said this to the brothers, and I'm like, yo, I went to smoke this clear. Let me